I know a lot of you were at Vacation Bible School this week, right? Thank you for your beautiful singing. I have a couple things I want to show you today. Okay, so my first question for you, though, have any of you ever planted any seeds and watched something grow? Raise your hand. Oh, a lot of you. Like what? Like what did you plant? Do you remember? Yeah.
An apple tree.
Apple seeds for an apple tree? Ooh, what else?
Radishes.
Are those one of your favorites? Yeah. Oh, good. What else?
Corn.
Oh, very good. Okay, I want to show you guys an interesting looking seed. Has anybody seen this kind of seed before? Do you know what this goes to? We have these out here outside. Yeah. That's right, and right out in front. I guess it's called liquid amber. And look at these seeds. Why do you think they have all these little specky things on them? Why does that make it an effective seed? Nothing can eat it. Oh, you're smart. Good answer. I was thinking maybe it would stick to your clothes or your fur, too, like if you're an animal, and travel and get planted somewhere else, too, right? All right, let's see if you guys know what else I've got here. Okay, well, this is a really pretty thing here. What is this?
Flower.
Yeah, beautiful carnation that we're giving away today. Good.
Flower.
Yeah, this was growing in the grass outside.
Tiny.
Just look at that. Anybody know what these are?
They look like berries.
They're called nandina berries, and they're poisonous, so don't eat them.
I was about to say poison berries.
Poison berries, that's right, that's right. Okay, and then, all right, what about this one? It's a weed. It's a dandelion. This is the bane of our existence, isn't it? If you ever try to plant and have a garden or an area, these just grow everywhere, don't they? And what do you do when you get a weed?
Pull it out.
That's right.
You want to make sure you get all the roots.
So, you know, you get what you plant, right? And sometimes you get what you don't plant, like a weed, and you have to pull it out. Well, you know what? Jesus talks about a farmer who plants seeds. And we, I think, get to be working with Jesus to plant seeds too. So I wonder what kind of seeds we would plant. Now, there are seeds like we just talked about that you'd make plants or vegetables or flowers. But what about seeds of love? Did you guys talk about love this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. That was your big theme, huh? And I thought of one of the really important seeds you planted this week, you as the kids of Vacation Bible School. I'm holding it in my arms. Here, I'll show the grown-ups. Tell me about this. What is it?
We stuffed plants over the hospital.
That's right. You stuffed these. You made these, didn't you? Look at all of those you made. You stuffed all these bears this week. And why did you stuff teddy bears?
For the hospital.
For the children at the hospital. You know what? Just imagine, we're going to pray and bless these later, but imagine the seed that you've planted, your love and your kindness going into this bear and going to a little kid who's sick and hurting in the hospital. And they're going to read the little note, and they're going to know that somebody cared about them. And you've just planted a wonderful seed of love. Do you think that seed of love will grow in their hearts when they get this bear? I think it will. So thank you for planting that seed. Now, there's a lot of other ways you can plant seeds of love, and I bet you can think of some. Things you can do for others, things you can do that might help remind others that God loves them. Can you think of anything?
Giving them a hug.
A hug. Oh, that's a nice one. That's a really good one. What about the skits? I saw some skits you guys did if you're in VBS. What happens if somebody falls down?
Pick them up.
You pick them up. You help them up. I saw you guys helping each other up. Yeah, they were playing hopscotch and fell, right? That was great. Oh, you guys. So I want you to keep, and grown-ups too, one of your assignments is to think more about what other seeds of love you can plant. And I want to thank you for planting these seeds of love in these bears this week, okay? Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you so much that we get to be farmers with you and plant seeds wherever we go. Thank you for these children and all of the volunteers and leaders who worked with them this week to plant seeds of love. And we ask that you would continue to enliven our hearts with great ideas and plant your love everywhere we go with the seeds that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen.